You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. It is a beautiful summer day. I'm going to sit by the pool. I'm going to get the towel, sunscreen lotion, swimming goggles. What am I forgetting? Oh, yeah, beer. Got to have beer. And you know what? One of the best beers you can get for that is Oscar Blues. Oscar Blues Brewing Company, so many great flavors. The original craft brew in a can. They made Dale's Pale Ale. They have a Pilsner that I just totally love, Little Mama's Little Yellow Pils. Their Old Chub is a delicious Scotch Ale. There's so many flavors. And they've got breweries that you can actually go and visit, brew pubs that are amazing with stages and all sorts of cool stuff there and lots of other items. Man, their soda collection as well. Oh, my God. I had their Black Cherry Cream Soda. It melted my face off. I have no face left. Can't you see that? That's your fault, Oscar Blues. They're a big supporter of OneOfUs.net, and you should be a big supporter of them. Visit them in Austin. Two locations in Colorado and one in North Carolina as well. Please think about becoming a subscriber if you're not already. That is the only reason OneOfUs.net is able to continue doing what we're doing, putting out all this great content for you. And there's always more, including videos. If you haven't already liked our YouTube page, please get on there. Give us a good rating. That always helps. Or on our iTunes pages. I said pages. That's because there's about to be separate ones for each podcast. Please go on there. Give them 5-star ratings. It makes a difference.
Cannabis.
Kieran.
Candace.
And
San Diego.
Hello and welcome to another live edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to have as our guest, once again, the audience members of the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Let's make some noise.
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you so much, and we are happy campers, Regan, to be talking about what?
Three topics today. Topic number one is, what is the first movie that you remember seeing that dealt with racial issues? Topic number two, anime fans. Who's your favorite real-life athlete? Sports fans, what's your favorite anime? Earlier I said, who's your favorite anime?
Yeah.
I think we're going to stick to that. Who's your favorite anime?
Who's your favorite anime, bro?
Hey, dude, who's your favorite anime?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Star Wars? And topic number three, what are you a slave to?
Ooh, I'm a slave for love. Right?
Yeah.
And like I said, we're pleased to be here at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. We do this every month, every third Friday of the month.
Every third Friday.
Stay tuned, absolutely free. And in this edition of Public Access, we have for sale discount Comedia a Go-Go shirts.
Yeah.
Guys. So we make
money. Or they
no
could just be regular price and they don't know that it's just cheaper?
Nope. They need to know it's a discount. So, guys, get your Comedia Go-Go shirts. They were on sale for $25, $24.99 today.
Can we do a little bit better than that?
Sure, $10. So $10.
All right, yeah.
If you would like a Comedia Go-Go shirt,
yeah,
that's practically giving them away.
Call me Guns N' Roses because that's a slash.
Oh, did you say that? So you can intro the meme that you were talking about before the show.
Yeah, because I went online and I looked it up to make sure no one else had lateral thinking and or had, you know, siphoned my knowledge and fun.
Okay.
And looked up the term use your collusion 1 and 2, which is a reference to Guns N' Roses
double platinum
album Use Your Illusion 1 and 2,
yeah.
And no one had used the phrase Use Your Collusion 1 or 2, neither of them.
Both of them are very
So that's my
obscure,
homework. My obscure?
Yeah.
It was on Headbangers Ball for like 8 months straight. What's Headbangers Ball?
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
This thing on MTV. What's MTV? It was a music channel. What's a music channel? It's this thing where they played music videos.
It's fucking YouTube on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they had this song called November Rain, and it played for like a whole year straight because everyone
name something
liked
off of Lose Your Illusion 2.
There is that cover of that
Charles
that
Manson
Bill,
song, that's Spaghetti Incident.
Not you, you know everything.
So we got a dead horse off the mic, and what was the other one, Ben?
Knocking on Heaven's Door, and the very popular Terminator 2 song.
You Could Be Mine?
You Could Be Mine.
Was that on?
It certainly was.
On Use Your Illusion 2,
it was
really?
In Use Your Illusion. Use Your Illusion. Yes, it was.
Let's karaoke that later.
We can do that.
I'll freaking DTK. Yeah. DTK?
Sure. With the dying coke phone you're getting out. And then you can walk in with sunglasses and the flowers and the gun. And the thing. And,
pizza roll.
Terminate,
pizza roll.
We'll terminate that shit. So what's been going on with Comedia Go-Go lately? Like, I mean, we didn't have a podcast last month.
Tell
why
you,
was that?
Tell you what, here's a refresher. So last month in April, we had this awesome live show that ran for a week called A Night in Pinche San Antonio.
What's that? You have discount t-shirts from Night in Pinche San Antonio?
We only have
You're
size
goddamn
small.
Right we do. No, we have more than small. We also
medium. Because this is San Antonio, we only have smalls and mediums.
What's that? What's that price
tag? So we actually sold half of our small shirts, so we only have one left.
Yeah. That's awesome. So
we did sell out. We did sell out of the hat that Travis is wearing right here, which says "Make America Spurs Again."
That's right, because
the Masa hat.
Because San Antonio is dumb. Andy Deal. For a past guest member of the Alamo Beard Club, it's his birthday today. Everyone say happy birthday, Andy!
And we're going to have pictures online to reference something. But Andy, tell us about this fine trinket that we have in front of our setup, if you don't mind.
Okay. So
he's drunk as fuck, by the way. Go ahead.
Woo! Here we go. Okay. In a little while, I'm going to tell you about this thing. It is the Rebel Mib.
The Rebel Mib.
It can only be found.
Is that Japanese?
No. Not even close. It's like Spanish and like, you know, Native Americans.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's
Mib?
Spanish. Yeah, it's Fetis Perdidas. So,
got it.
So that's the group that where you can find this thing at. This thing where he was talking about here is called the Rebel Mib.
Mib?
Rebel Mib.
This giant marble.
Yeah, it's a giant marble.
And it's the queen of the marbles, Rebel Mib.
All I really wanted to know was, like, do you have a 3X in that shirt?
I will find out after the podcast. What's a mib? What is this? And does it need lube?
For the love of God, what is a mib?
That's what I'm asking.
Major League Baseball. Mib is called Marble in Battle.
Ooh.
It's a marble in battle. And so if you want to battle for that marble, then you have to find it.
Yeah.
That one can only be found in illegal or dangerous situations.
Like the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
Yeah.
I love fire
Why does
as
the market
the
have
man.
To be black? You're racist, Jeff. Why isn't it just the market? Come on. All markets matter. Please continue.
I just brought it about to share with my friends.
Those were words.
Brought it about to show with my friends. Uh-huh. Yes, I brought this thing about here.
We're on a roll, baby.
And I'm bringing it down.
It's like you're reading spelling words.
and to describe the Rebel Mib real quick, it is a nice, clean, crystal marble.
Rebel Mib!
With the old school G.I. Joe Cobra insignia, but in the middle of the Cobra insignia, there is the Decepticon insignia as well. So it's double layered of 80s pop cultural nonsense in a Rebel Mib. I choose you.
Now,
Rebel
is that
Mib.
Glass or plastic? And can that be used for some sort of. I don't want to say dildo in front of all these
come
people.
Come on.
But I don't want to. But is that what it is? Is like a sex toy?
No.
Like, it's a marble.
No,
a marble.
You can put it in hot.
Larry,
you're really risking things.
Whatever you're
about
to
put something that's that round into certain areas of your
Larry
body.
Larry will
that's
say
what it's made
what Larry's
for.
About to say about this marble, he would say about anything. So
that is not true.
Larry,
I would not say that about the Space Needle.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd bring up Godzilla.
You're right.
Exactly.
You're absolute Mothra.
Exactly.
Mothra could get fucked by the Space Needle.
Larry will turn anything into a sexual object. That's one of the first things I ever learned about him early when he turned
the Rebel Mib.
We first met and we were hanging out at a restaurant. He turned a napkin into a vagina. A very convincing vagina, too.
Convincing.
That's what's scary about it.
The napkin Did or did not the napkin have a clitoris?
It was
it was anatomically correct.
It was anatomically correct.
Majora, menorah, clitoris.
It had a Jewish candle for...
Menorah.
Like a
minorah?
A minority Nora. Menorah, really? Is that what labias are called?
Majora, labia, menorah, right? Is that a thing?
Is that how many...
It was an Arby's napkin.
Are you talking about a vagina or an onion? How many layers does a vagina have?
Depends on the girl, right?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
There's a clitoris and a hole, right?
Anyways, thanks for bringing the Rebel Mib. We love the Rebel Mib. Rebel Mib, Rebel Mib.
And no, it's not going up anybody's butt.
Here's the reason why. The reason why, because there's nothing attached to it. There's no string. There's no convenience. It's very
but it's
impractical.
Like, if it was small, then anal beads get it. You need connecting ones to, right? But that one is just like a, and then you hold it, right? And then you're going to, like, your job or your work or whatever, and your boss is just like, you know, you didn't turn in these forms on time, and you're just like, like you're holding it, and right, and then it's, and it's, and like she's like, "What's the matter?" She's like, "I'm just uncomfortable." Yeah,
I'm just, I miss the alarm that I hit, because when we first started doing this podcast, there was always that moment in which Larry would say something that would just probably make no one like comfortable listening to the rest of our podcast.
Everyone's good at it. It's an
alarm.
I'd
always hit the alarm.
It's
like,
whose butt is that boom, going into?
Right there, boom. Yes, exactly. I'm moving on.
I'll move on. Anyway, this can also be stuck into a vagina and not just a butthole. The thing is, I think you're going to the microphone. See? Please. And your name?
My name is Cameron.
Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. Thanks for coming.
What would you like to say?
I would say, if you're sticking that in anybody's hole, you better be willing to go elbow deep.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
One,
that's painful.
I am not sticking that in anyone's hole because I respect people. But two, I also respect their choice to do that to themselves. And
what if they ask nicely?
Well, for me to do it?
Yeah.
Elbow deep, like the lady said. Hashtag yeah. YouTube.
And because there's a Transformers insignia on it.
It's a Joshua tree.
Because there's a Transformers insignia on it, it's more than meets the brown eye.
Mic drop.
I'm not dropping shit. I'm not going to drop the mic for that nonsense. I just wanted to just point out that...
You went too far, man.
Oh, well. Use your collusion, one or two.
Yeah,
it was a Guns N' Roses album.
Yeah,
Guns
N' Roses. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it was clever.
I can't wait to spend 5 hours on that picture, post it, and nobody will say anything about that.
So please, guys, like our Facebook page. So when Jess posts to use your collusion one and two
and a picture of Rebel Mib.
So did you guys miss us last month? You guys missed us, nobody.
Nobody missed
gave
us.
Gave a fuck.
Oh, so
we missed you guys.
We did miss you. So we going did. Back to like what you said, we performed this live show that went on for a week called A Night in Pinche San Antonio. It was very cool. It was very awesome. For the people listening that did go to the show, that we super thank you. It was amazing. We had cool shirts. We have cool new videos. There's a short with Larry called Lifter and us as well. We have a great little retro commercial called Los Super Hits. And then we have an upcoming commercial that you guys are going to love. So all on our Facebook and YouTube stuff, there was new videos to come out of that. We had a lot of fun these past few months, but particularly last month. Very fun.
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone who saw Los Super Hits because it's one of the rare Comedia Go-Go videos that does not have a member of Comedia Go-Go in it, and it has the most views of any video that we've ever posted. So thanks for making us be self-conscious about the way that we look.
We just did
in
our
the
show.
Mic, Jeff.
No, he's just asking a question. He's asking where do we do our shows. We did at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. We were doing our shows.
But every Friday at midnight, we're here at the Blind Tiger Comedy.
And every third Friday, we're here.
That's right.
You got to follow us on Facebook.
Yeah. You know what? We'll post some shit at the bus stop, Jeff. You'll catch one of them.
As Jeff is moving on.
Yeah.
We'll just need to bring flyers. We'll bring them for Jeff next day.
Yeah, yes. We'll bring a bunch of flyers for him to sleep on the bus stop. I love you, Jeff.
I love you, Jeff.
So yeah, you know, we're really happy to be back. We're really happy that we have a room full of friends and strangers, And we hope you guys have fun in this edition of Public Access.
Yeah.
Live.
Do it live.
Do it live. Fuck it.
Fucking thing sucks.
So just what we got on the podcast now.
It's time for my first segment, the segment that I like to call, yeah, I'm gonna look into that. It's a segment where I talk about movies and video games and all kinds of junk, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction about said junk from audiences around the world and in creepy fuck dungeons like this one.
Fuck dungeons.
The enthusiastic response about said junk would be, yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
Fuck dungeons.
Yeah. This week I'm talking about the upcoming Spike Lee joint, Black Klansman. He's got a new movie coming out called Black Klansman.
Oh, it is based on hacking Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. No, it's based on a semi-true story of a rookie detective that infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan in the 70s. He had answered a, you know, back in the day, I guess it was a want ad. They don't do those anymore. Now it would be Craigslist. The Craigslist, yeah. Of like, hey, we're looking for eager members to join our troop, you know. Basically,
the Klan posted an ad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this very young rookie black detective calls him and convincingly says, I would like to join your organization. And they're like, well, fuck yeah, come aboard. You sound like great A material. So he sends essentially a fellow detective partner to fill in for him. And so it's this double infiltration of the Klan that helped basically learn
they
a lot of their. They double penetrated the Klan.
That's what you tried
hood
not
first.
To say.
So it's
like undercover agent
brother
in the Klan.
Yes.
It was an undercover brother in the Klan.
Right. Exactly. Starring John David Washington and America's favorite Jedi. That's how you say it. Jedi. Adam Driver. You're a great big fat person. I don't know if you've seen Last Jedi. That was a great part in that movie. You used the Force. I like Last Jedi, by the way, but... So Adam Driver's in it. Adam Driver infiltrates the Klan, but he's basically like learning from the other detective of like, hey, I said this shit. You need to relay to them.
So Kylo Ren's
a
Klan member?
So Kylo Ren is a Jewish guy who infiltrates the Klan, and he has to convincingly lie to them.
Is that what he sounds like?
His
dad helped Jackie Robinson's career.
Oh, that's right.
You're my son.
Indiana Jones is his dad.
I help Jackie Robinson. Yeah.
Indiana Jones is Kylo Ren's dad.
Yeah, get the fuck out of my house. I don't like Chinese people. I don't like other people.
Is that what he said under his
hood? No, he's there like a normal, but he has to wear the hood. And a lot of like it's serious, but there's a kind of, you know, somewhat comical kind of add to it because they're kind of playing up the
70s. It's a Spike Lee joint.
Yeah, it's a Spike Lee joint. Looks pretty cool. Black Klansman. Black Klansman inspires the first topic for the evening, and I thought it would be a fun topic to ask. The first topic for the evening is, what is the first movie that you remember seeing that dealt with racial issues? There's a lot of movies that do it through drama, through comedy, through like this movie, it's semi-based on a true story, and so they're kind of, you know, taking liberties to it, and then there's just really like very memorable movies that dealt with those kind of issues. So the question is, what's the first movie that you remember seeing that dealt with a racial issue and, you know, maybe like stuck with you, whatever. I kick it off, and the unlikely movie to me as a kid that I saw was this Richard Pryor movie called The Toy.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Toy was about Richard Pryor. He was essentially like from the ghetto, and they kind of played that up really well. And like the gist of it is that this very rich, bratty white kid sees him at a toy store.
He
and
did porn. Not when he was a kid.
Not when he was a kid.
Later.
The kid
later,
who was in the movie later on did porn, not related to the movie called The Toy.
He was in a porn called The Toy. Yeah,
exactly. Adult Toy Story.
And that looked like this. Looked like the... What's it called?
I don't know. The Mib.
Jealous Mib?
I don't know what porn you're watching where they're using giant marbles.
Oh, man, you need to get out more, man. There's like Pornhub, HubTube, RedTube.
You know what you need to
do? DigTube, BoobTube.
You need to click on the recommended links on Pornhub. That's what you need to do.
X-Hamster.
And it's giant
hamster
marbles
dick,
a recommended
Lemon Party.
What is that? You ever heard of Rose Button?
That's Shabazz Lad Ass. There's plenty of sites
you
can go there.
I haven't heard of that.
Never heard of Rose Button?
No! No!
You go ahead.
So the young boy who's actually named as Master Bates, his name was like...
Yeah.
Like he was because
Norman
he was rich.
Bates.
Norman Bates. Yeah. But because he was rich, they called him Master Bates, and that was kind of a joke. But this young rich white kid sees Richard Pryor, who works at a toy store, doing all kinds of fun stuff, and he says, I want him! And his family, played by Jackie Gleason... buys from the Richard Pryor.
Yeah, yeah.
And Richard Pryor becomes basically the living plaything of this young, rich, white kid. And it basically, it's very like, ugh.
He hated it.
Right. But as a kid, seeing it on like HBO all the time, it was like this whole thing of like the first exposure to Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Richard Pryor was a comedian. But when you're a kid.
Was he?
Yes. Okay. When you're a kid, you don't know him as a comedian. You know him as a toy.
From a toy.
Exactly. Oh, right. Yeah, that's your first exposure to him. Yeah.
Maybe all.
So that, but the whole movie was he learned a lesson because, you know, what they were doing was wrong. And Jackie Gleason came to kind of like him. And then they made a connection. This young, rich, white boy makes a connection with, you know, the Richard Pryor. Yeah. And then they helped the hood at the end. And it's kind of like a happy story. And it was the first kind of like racial lesson as a kid to kind of go, oh, yeah, that's like the right thing to do. But that's the bad thing to do. You shouldn't bite people and all this other kind of stuff and not understanding the connotations in there. Just see it as face value of Richard Pryor doing stupid shit with toys. And also, I want those toys. As a poor kid, you want those toys.
Sure. That's how I felt with Big.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
it's
a tower. It's a robot.
What, yeah.
I don't get it. I was like, I want that fucking toy. You're not going to make it. I want a fucking skyscraper robot.
Yeah. So the toy.
So mine was odd. It was a hard question because I was really trying to be honest with it. And my first movie that dealt with racial issues was Revenge of the Nerds. And I know you're like, boo?
Well, but it does.
As a kid, well, they kind of appropriated racism with the prejudice people had towards nerds.
Right.
And the very non-subtle metaphor for that was that the only fraternity that would accept them were the Lambda Lambda Lambdas. And in every other chapter of the Lambda Lambda Lambdas, they were a black fraternity.
Right.
So you had UN Jefferson, you know, go to the party. You had Lamar, who was not only black, but he was gay,
right?
And he was kind of semi, you know, they treated him differently for both of those reasons, and that why
he
was
a nerd.
An outcast. But was he though?
Yeah.
Was he a nerd?
Yes, he was in the aerodynamics.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't.
Oh, Wormser. You're right.
No, Wormser was has
a, he was just gay and black.
Right.
That's what's not. He's not a nerd. He's not a nerd. He's just an
he
outcast.
Might have also been a nerd.
Fucking watch the movie, bro.
I will watch the movie.
So,
but you're assuming he wasn't a nerd.
No, they never established that he... Anyway, so the point that I'm making is so...
That's a real hard debate. Was Lamar a nerd?
As a kid, I didn't catch that.
Right, of course.
You know, I was like, okay, cool. These nice guys are accepting them as a fraternity. I didn't see that they were black dudes accepting. I was just like, well, the only fraternity who would accept them was the one that answered the phone. That's how I took it as a kid. So then it wasn't until the end when they were getting picked on that bum bum, and then all the
Lambda Lambda brothers.
The Lambda,
Lambda,
brother,
Lambda Lambda
brothers with a soft R.
Right.
They came out. And all pointed, bam, bam, bam.
Hell yeah.
And then John Goodman and fucking Ogre and everyone was all afraid of them.
Right.
And I'm like, why are they? Oh, they're tough friends that are Lambda, Lambda, Lambda brothers are doing it, not realizing that the bass slapping freaking funk music was establishing that it's because they were black that they were afraid of them. But they saved them. So what that ended up doing was me thinking, well, why is that a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of racism.
Right. It was a thinly veiled metaphor for racism. But as a kid, you just saw titties and funny stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that taught me a few things. That gay people are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Date rape is cool.
Well,
you could steal panties. No,
well,
it's fun.
It was frowned upon.
And black people will protect you if you're nice to them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lesson that I learned.
Yeah.
No. Just like Jeff just mouth. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You've never seen Revenge of the Nerds?
Hell no. There's black people in it. Oh, he forgot what you were talking about.
Yeah. You're fixated on this butt machine.
Rebel Mib.
The first movie that I remember watching that dealt with racial stuff was Glory, which...
Yeah.
Because it was like sixth...
The first movie?
Dude, yeah. I mean, that it was a deal. Like, it was a thing where it was an issue.
Ah, fuck.
You know?
All right.
Where it was an actual thing. Because, I mean, I mean there's other movies where there was race stuff, but this was like... And it was in school. It was in school... And it had to have been like American history class or something. And they're showing that movie. And I just remember like, I mean,
I'm trying to think if it was the first time that I was ever even introduced to the idea of slavery, you know, like right. as a real thing.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid.
Well, because you know, we're all like, yeah, like some school areas it didn't integrate it into the curriculum. You know, it really is like a problem that it wasn't really like
now.
Taught.
Now in 2018, we realize that it was a choice this whole time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. That was very enlightening.
Thank you, Kanye.
Very enlightening to know.
According to Texas history books that have been recently written.
No.
It's not even in Texas history books.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas history isn't talking about
slavery. In American history books, it's now a choice.
Right.
So. Yeah. But I remember watching that movie and just going like, oh, crap, this was a thing that America did. This is terrible. And Denzel Washington's freaking amazing in it. Yeah. It's that scene where they're just whipping him and he's like crying. It's just an amazingly brutal scene. And you're like, I'm in sixth grade.
They whipped him because he was trying to get a pair of shoes.
Yeah, right. He just wanted a new pair of shoes.
And Ferris Bueller was pretty good in that movie, too.
Yeah, you ended up liking Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller turned out to be all right.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I didn't know Ferris Bueller could, you know, lead a civil war. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So that was the first movie for me.
At least Ferris Bueller got a day off.
Sprite Zero was pretty good in it, too. Morgan Freeman.
And the movie left
Sprite Zero commercial. Oh, Mountain Dew. I'm sorry. Mountain Dew Zero.
That's what Morgan Freeman is. He's not Seven. No, Brad Pitt's Seven.
He's not Shawshank Redemption.
He's marching with the Penguins.
He's Mountain Dew Zero.
Okay, got it.
He's Mountain Dew Arctic Blast.
Mountain Dew
Arctic. Yeah.
So if anyone has an answer, please step to the mic. And while we're waiting for people to form a line, we have our Facebook answers.
Facebook answers. Richard Morgan says, Scum, the one with Tim Roth as a skinhead. I was probably a bit young to be watching that, to be honest. Ryan Timothy Brace, RTP, says, Fox and the Hound.
Yeah.
That dealt with racism?
Yeah, that's pretty much what
I'm
that
a
was.
Hound dog.
Yeah, because it was a metaphor for like these. It would have been a white and black kid, but it was a fox and a hound. They shouldn't be together because they're different. And it
that's
was a
message
here.
From Fox and the Hound.
Yeah, well, they were friends. They became friends when they shouldn't have been friends. That's the point of the movie.
Too
there.
Much, man.
It was Zootopia before Zootopia.
I don't remember Big Mama Cannabis.
Do you remember Zootopia?
I remember Zootopia.
It's like Zootopia,
that was
but
heavy-handed.
Yeah, it was like Zootopia, but not heavy-handed. So it was lost. Like people didn't realize it was you were learning a lesson. Zootopia, you're being taught a lesson.
All right, Sarah Sharp says, honestly, it probably was Blazing Saddles. I always thought that Alien one with Dennis Quaid, Enemy Mine, seemed racial.
Yeah,
and I know. I know I watched To Kill a Mockingbird very young, too. Yeah. My dad loves it.
And Enemy Mine is a remake of an existing movie about a U.S. a fighter pilot and a Japanese fighter pilot, and they were stranded on an island. It's the same.
Yeah,
so Enemy Mine is a sci-fi remake
of that
movie.
Was one a dog and one a fox?
No, that's Fox and the Hound.
Oh, okay.
What's the one where it's the fox and he shoots arrows?
That's Robin Hood.
Oh, okay.
That has my favorite Disney theme song ever. It is amazing.
Yeah, alms for the poor.
Kurt Larson says Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
That's the first one to come to mind. I remember being 7 or 8, seeing it for the first time with my dad. I was too young and too white to know what the N-word really meant. Mongo's farts were quite funny, though. Ross Carter says Glory with Denzel Washington.
Yes.
First movie I remember bawling my eyes out to. Athena Wood says The Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because of Jews.
Ooh. Yeah, Bridget Holly says West Side Story.
Yeah. Okay. Which is funny because
I've never seen it. It's a musical.
It's a musical.
It's really good.
But it's a bunch of white people in brown face playing Puerto Rican people with one woman who's actually Latina.
Yeah, but
Latinx. Thank you.
Yeah,
but back then, their Latinos didn't know how to act. So you can't
right,
just, right, exactly.
They don't act right.
Yeah.
It
wasn't until like the '80s that Mexicans learned how to act.
Yeah.
Latinxes. Alfred Perez says, this might be wrong since that arrow is kind of fuzzy, but Mel Brooks' To Be or Not to Be, the first time I ever heard about the whole World War II Nazi persecution of the Jews thing, too. So.
Sure.
Nazi's persecution of the Jews thing.
That's his words.
I mean, the Holocaust?
I don't think he believes in that.
Whole genocide of all those people.
Yeah, no, because not being exposed to it, if that's his first exposure to it, then it is the Nazis persecuting the Jews.
Every time I come, I call it the Holocaust because all the Jews burn my girls.
Thanks.
Samson Portillo says, History of the World, Part 1. Mel Brooks is the best. Andrew Thomas says, I think it was Stand and Deliver in high school.
Sure. Hell yeah.
And Sarah Sharp says, actually, now that I think about it, it probably wasn't a movie at all. It was probably Good Times or Sanford and Son. Well, the question was movie, Sarah Sharp.
God damn it. Delete it.
Delete it.
All right.
Glenn Crumpton says Imitation of Life, the 1959 version. I was just a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's old.
PJ Rodriguez says, before seeing La Bamba as a kid, I didn't know people like me were discriminated against.
Yeah, that's fair.
We live in San Antonio.
We live in San Antonio. For our listeners that aren't from San Antonio, it's totally cool to be Mexican.
Nick Lucero says that one Belle Biv DeVoe music video.
Poison?
I don't know.
Or Doomy.
And Carrie Reyes says, Friendship's Field.
Huh. Friendship's Field.
It's not a real movie, there. Fucking liar.
Yeah, it is. It's got...
might have just auto-typed that up.
All right. We got a line for this one. TKO, you white bread fuck. What was your first movie about racism?
God damn it, Larry. Utopia. I learned my lesson.
Wally.
Shoot.
It's a pathetic answer, but the first thing I could remember is Cool Runnings.
Yeah, good call, man.
Yeah,
because Jamaicans weren't in the bobsled. Now, was it because Now, was it racist because they were black, or was it racist because they were Jamaican specifically? Because it was from a Caribbean island, which is why they were prejudiced against.
Well, it was also because just also as a nation, it was like the first time they were able to compete in that particular sport.
I think that was just the first movie that Travis ever saw with black people in it.
Sanka, you dead man?
Yeah, because of the hit song, I Can Believe, You Can Believe You Can Fly.
That's from Space Jam.
No, Space Jam is the other song. This one's called You Can Believe You Can Fly. That's the
you
song
sound
from
like
Cool Runnings.
Deal. You Can Believe You Are Is Can Fly, They Are From Is.
Thank you.
It's also one of the first movies that I could remember cultural appropriation happening because they kept trying to steal the Eins, Zwei, Drei. So.
Right. What's that? Watch the movie.
One, two, three.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just going to go sit back down now.
Thanks,
Travis. TKO. David S.
Yeah, I totally hit the ground running with Blazing Saddles. Like, I was about 6 years old, and my friend's dad and uncles, like, were all just, like, throwing the N-word around at each other.
That's wonderful.
And, like, yeah, because, like, all my neighbors were black, so it was just, like, everybody I knew was just like another race. Like, I didn't know there was other white people besides my family. I thought we were albinos. But
you thought we were albino black people?
So, like, I just thought it was a thing friends called each other. And then, like, I called my brother that. And my dad was like, nope, time for you to sit down. And he went to Blockbuster and he rented Blazing Saddles. And, like, I just...
That's hilarious. You weren't even, like, watching it casual. It was shown to you as a lesson.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool.
That's a cool dad.
Yeah.
Let me teach you something about racism. You can't say that word. And here's a hilarious reason why.
Yeah. And so I've just been, like, waiting for the moment for my son to, like, encounter racism. And he's, like, 9 and he hasn't, like...
It's not a thing.
It's not. And I'm glad, like, that I haven't had to show him Blazing Saddles. And I really want him to see the fart scene. Like, this.
Just show him the fart scene.
Yeah, just show him the campfire.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, might as well.
The sheriff is like, and then that's it. Yeah. What was he going to say? Nothing. Let's watch farts.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Thank you. John Flores.
Yes. So when I was young, there was this badass.
Badass.
Direct to VHS animated film. My Friend Martin. Okay?
My Friend Martin.
All right. So, and nobody's seen it? Okay.
Oh, I think someone made it and left it on a VHS.
Badass. It was badass for two reasons. One, because obviously it introduced me to the racial issues and stuff like that, but it introduced me to, like, time travel and, like, multiverses and stuff.
Movie?
So let me explain the what. It's like, it's a time travel movie. It's like these teenagers. They, like, essentially go back in time and, like, meet Martin Luther King and everything like that.
Wow.
And, yeah, whatever.
As one does.
Almost. But it's the stupidest idea, though, like, how they actually go through time. It's like their teacher, like, rewinds a clock.
Yeah.
Oh, like an egg timer? That, yeah.
But it's animated, so they were limited to what
she literally, like, set the wrong time on her clock and everything was like,
magic school bus kind of thing. That's a pretty rare movie. I'm pretty sure, like, if you saw that movie, it didn't show it to anybody else, you would have died 7 days later.
Okay, no.
That's why no one's ever heard it. Like, it's very rare.
So I saw this as a kid, right?
Right.
And so obviously nobody's ever seen it. But like I was looking at it right now, the cast has LeVar Burton,
uh-huh.
Whoopi Goldberg, uh-huh. John Travolta, yeah. Oprah wow. Winfrey, Angela
my
Bassett, Samuel Jackson, Danny Glover, James Earl Jones.
Holy man, crap.
Wow, all those my people. Friend Martin. Oh, yeah. Martin Luther King.
Yes, yes, oh, that's, yes that's what it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't fucking catch it.
Martin McFly.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Time travel.
Dr. Martin McFly.
Right, right.
Junior the King.
Yeah. So my friend Martin with an all-star cast.
Yeah. Had a Reading Rainbow, Sister Act.
Right. Had a Reading Rainbow, Sister Act, Lethal Weapon.
Dark Vader. Color Purple.
Mason Color Windu. Purple. Color
Kylo Ren.
Hey, both Color Purples are in there, Doc.
Damn, yeah, both Color Purple. Goddamn, Doc.
But Oprah's just Oprah, right?
Oh, shout out to Color Purple because that should have been my actual answer if I took it seriously.
Yeah,
and what your name, sir? First time here.
My name is Q.
Q. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. First movie I can think of, besides Life.
for those of you who are listening, this is an African-American joke.
Yeah, I'm black. I'm black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing, yeah.
Another Spike Lee joke.
Yes. Right, and when he said Life, he didn't mean the Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence.
You meant your own
real life.
I meant my actual life.
Yeah.
Living.
Hey, man. I feel you, dog.
Wait, what? God damn it! What, dude?
You know, as a Hispanic growing up in San Antonio, Texas, he definitely knows where you're coming from.
On a side note,
one time someone was like, you know, their beard's pretty long. I was like, I get black people. Now.
On an unrelated note, like weeks or months ago, I was putting up this weird, like I was working in my office and I put up a selfie and I put up the caption, I'm feeling myself, and I realized it's inappropriate to put a picture of yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning that says, I'm feeling myself.
I'm fucking report that shit, dude.
So I deleted the caption and just deleted the picture and posted the next day because I just thought that, no.
Because what's better than
maybe I shouldn't be putting pictures of myself saying I'm feeling myself.
I get it though.
I get it.
I feel you, dog. I feel you. That's what I would have put. I feel you. Let me see that dick. And that's what it would have been followed by. Paul Hernandez.
Growing up, most of the time I would see a lot of musicals. That's all I was really allowed to see in the house.
Yeah.
So growing up, I would always sing because I was in choir, blah blah blah. So my mom would introduce me to musicals, and one musical that stuck with me the most was Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Growing up, you know, you start singing these songs amongst other people, and then you're a kid, you don't realize what you're singing about, but you're basically singing about people being persecuted and happy to die, basically, and it isn't until years later, you're like, oh, shit, that was why I was getting those books.
That's how catchy I felt. Tunes!
That's how I felt with Belle Biv DeVoe's Do Me as a kid, because I went to Catholic school, and you don't want to tease those priests.
Tori Poole.
Hi.
Yeah, exactly.
How's it going?
Y'all have some fucked up childhoods.
Thanks for bringing it
up. Yeah, it hurts every day.
But then I was going to say the toy, you know, like
Richard Pryor,
like super black, affluent family. And he's just like, that's when I was like, oh my God, we can do anything to black people.
And then you learned that as a kid?
You're rich enough. I asked my mom. I was like, "Can that happen to me?" And she's like, "No one wants you."
Yeah. Like, I want to be black, so I decided to start showing up late to shows because that was the first answer.
No, honestly, maybe I don't know. When I was little, I used to put suntan lotion and try to like be very dark, but I don't know. It didn't work.
Why are you looking at the only two black people in the audience?
I was actually just trying to like look like I could be this tall, but I'm not. Thanks for pointing it out that I'm short.
I'm sorry, I'm being prejudiced that you're short. See, she feels what you guys have been through.
I'm vertically challenged.
I was about to say I feel you, but I realized that also would be inappropriate. The man of my stature shouldn't be going
Harvey
around
Weinstein.
Telling women, I feel you.
Time's up. Brand bumpers.
I feel Brand bumpers.
I got to adjust this microphone. It's a little short.
Yeah.
If there's anything my life has lacked, it's subtlety. And that goes for anything I watch. Oh, I know, yeah. So it wasn't like I watched something that could be misconstrued as like, oh, it wasn't about chess. It was about race.
Right.
I don't mean like, you know, White Knights with Gregory Hines and all that. I mean like really like, so the first movie that I can really say like really jumped out of me besides Color Purple was Romper Stomper.
Have you seen that movie with Russell Crowe?
No.
Where he's a skinhead.
Yeah. Skinhead.
Yeah, it's a straight-up skinhead movie.
Oh, Gladiator.
Black and white.
No. Gladiator plays American history.
Gladiator, Gladiator plays skinhead dog.
Yeah.
And stomps people.
Goddamn, dude.
Romps them.
Are you not entertained?
No. And then there was another movie called Street Fight. It's a
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie from the 70s by Ralph Bakshi, the guy that did Lord of the Rings and Wizards, for anyone that knows Ralph Bakshi. All right, there we go. Thank you for showing up, Paul. Fuck Thank you. I appreciate
dorks.
It.
Dorks!
But the movie is not just about race, even though the creator, we heard him in person start screaming that it wasn't and got upset and, you know, stormed out, even though it straight up is. It has Barry White in it. It has Malcolm Warner.
Scatman Crothers.
Scatman Crothers is in it. And the black guy from Miami Vice.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he says it on the box, yeah. Phil Michael Thomas. And
Tubbs, right?
So like,
yeah, Tubbs. Yes, okay. You got it. Yeah.
So the movie was originally called Coonskin.
Mm-hmm.
But since they decided that the whole movie doesn't have any subtlety, so neither should the title. But later on, someone's like, maybe we should add a little bit of subtlety, so they called it Street Fight. Even though you look at the cover, all the subtleties are.
Yeah, right. If you think about it, Ken's American, Ryu's Japanese. You know, and you get all these people from different, like, parts of the world fighting each other. That's racist, dude.
Balls.
Oh, yeah. That's blown away. It's actually, it's a time capsule of a movie. And it's good, but it's also uncomfortable. But it was meant to be, like, it was very much like an in-your-face, making a point type of thing. And it's not maybe easy to watch, but it's also extremely fascinating.
What's it called? Street Fight. Oh, Street Fight.
Oh, My Friend Martin. I'm totally going to, like, watch that.
Yeah,
and then
watch that, too.
Pass it off to somebody else before I die.
Exactly. Don't answer the phone if it rings while you're watching
that
movie.
Exactly.
Maybe that movie doesn't exist. Maybe John just had a dream.
But if the phone rings, it goes, "Hey, you watching My Friend Martin? It's badass, right?" And that's the voice you hear. And then like you have to go. It is dog. And if you don't say that, you've like fucking died tomorrow.
Exactly.
Instantly. Anyways, exactly. So speaking of cursed tapes, Black Klansman. the new Spike Lee joint. If you watch it 7 days later, you get a phone call and you die. No, that's not what happens. Black Klansman looks really interesting. I'm looking forward to Kylo Ren infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan. It looks very cool. Looks very interesting. Very fun. So Black Klansman. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right. Now it's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yay!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
That is my edition where I talk about being a father and fucking up. How many parents do we have in the audience? Make some noise if you're a parent. And I love the live ones because we outnumber you fucking non-breeders. So my question is, if you're a sports fan, what's your favorite anime? And if you're an anime fan, who is your favorite athlete? Reason why is because I think we all need to step out of our boxes. Because what's going on in the household is, I've mentioned this in the past on the podcast, but it's getting a little bit more hardcore is, Gunner is getting immersed in anime, beginner's anime. Now, I know that we have a lot of dorks out there that are really into some really weird hentai shit, Paul. And I don't think he's ready for tentacle pussies. So, what...
Well, the pussies aren't tentacles. The dicks are tentacles.
The dicks are tentacles.
Right, yeah. Come on, man.
Pardon me. I apologize.
Yeah, you know.
I like sports. So...
Pussies with tentacles. That's ridiculous.
Brush my teeth in the library.
ridiculous. Come on now.
So,
I like how there's no, like, that's your beginner and then.
And in the next level.
Apparently, there's no middle range.
There's
just
no
goes,
Princess Mononoke.
Yeah,
there's no Akira.
Yeah, there's no Ninja Scroll. It's
fucking
just straight
Pokemon to, what's the name of the one with the
tentacle
dicks?
Legend of Overfiend.
There it is.
Urutsuki Doji, Legend of the Overfiend, the originator of tentacle porn. Google it.
And
or don't, because we trust you.
Rated R.
If you're going to watch an animated film, either watch My Friend Martin or...
Urutsuki Doji, Legend of the Overfiend.
There's
a clip of it. There's a clip of it in Rob Zombie's White Zombie album. What's his first album?
Les Exorcist.
And there's a clip of that movie in that album, by the way. A little nugget of knowledge.
There it is. Listen to that whole album backwards.
Yeah.
So right now, Gunner's getting really into Dragon Ball Z. And right now, Adult Swim is showing Super, which is new, not to Japan. It's already kind of done, but it's still recent. Mm-hmm. And Kai, which is a few years older. So he's getting really into it, and he's understanding the kind of the way it works. And I'm, you know, telling him, hey, you know, you introduced him to my neighbor Totoro.
That's right.
Right. I showed him Ponyo, which is, what's his name? Mia Hayazaki. Yeah. How you say it?
Yeah.
Damn, I did got it right. Know, yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm a fucking nerd, dude. Yeah. There goes my balls. But he is starting to now get into basketball, finally. And
the
so,
sport.
The sport, yes. Right. Not the anime Slam Dunk.
Which is an anime about basketball.
Which is kind of where I'm wanting him to transition before he goes into...
Slam Dunk does not have tentacle dicks, by the way, so that is safe to watch and safe to Google search at work.
Suitable for work.
Yeah, as long as you're not on an adult site, because if you type Slam Dunk at like porndick.com or whatever...
Then they're taking these fucking marbles exactly, and just dunking them
into rosebud. But if you just Google Slam Dunk anime, then you'll get a very tasteful picture of Japanese cartoon guys playing basketball. It's fun.
So his favorite athlete is Tim Duncan, but his favorite team is the Bulls. If that
okay.
Yeah, because he likes the color red. He's still a little boy. But he loves Tim Duncan because, I don't know, AGB? So
he lives in San Antonio.
Right, yeah, you got to love Tim Duncan, right? He came home the other day and was like, Dad, my friend asked me what my favorite team was, and I said the Chicago Bulls, and he said, I shouldn't say that. I should like the Spurs. And I said, well, buddy, he's right.
Exactly.
And he goes, well, I can like whatever I want. I go, absolutely, in someone else's house. And so, no Spurs, no house. So,
did you go to your bedroom and slam the door and scream, what have I done? Question every decision as a father you made.
Exactly.
Shoot with your left hand, Ginobili.
Like when I spank him, I want him to flop. And so... That's raising my son in a Spurs household. So ask the question to everyone out there once again. If you're an anime fan, who is your favorite athlete? And if you are a sports fan, what is your favorite anime? And I would consider myself a sports fan. And my favorite anime, I would have to say, is Ninja Scroll.
Sure.
And that is violent.
Yes.
It is, it's got fucking in it. Right?
It does have fucking in it. Yeah. Yes.
It's gory.
It is.
It's well done.
Yeah.
Music's good.
Yeah. Slick as shit.
I watched the dub. Sorry, Jess.
No, good dub. Solid dub.
And I enjoy Ninja Scroll very much. And sidebar, and you're going to laugh, but Hellsing as well.
Hellsing's fun.
Ninja Scroll is my favorite. The anime movie, and Hellsing is my favorite anime series because I like dorky horror stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay.
His name's Alucard,
which is Dracula's backwards. Okay.
Yeah. Jess, what? Let's go to you.
Oh, well, I would consider myself more of an anime fan than sports fans. You
come
think?
Come on.
Even though I was raised as a Cowboys kid, even like that was interesting. You mentioned like teams or whatever when I was a kid. It was like Cowboys, like socks, Cowboys shirts, Cowboys underwear, right. Everything, right? Yeah. But I'm old, Refrigerator Perry and Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you like Tony Dorsett, you know, and all this shit. Right. So, sports wise, I'm still a big basketball fan. I love basketball. I'm casual at best.
Right.
I love my Spurs. And so my favorite player as time has passed on and evolved, my favorite athlete is Manu Ginobili.
Fucking better be.
Manu Ginobili is my favorite athlete because he's not a star, he's a bench player, and everyone loves an underdog. And then when that motherfucker gets on the fucking court and does his thing, and it's just extremely entertaining to watch. People say the Spurs are boring. I'm like, you're not watching fucking Ginobili.
Speaking of Helsing, he kills bats.
Yeah. He does kill bats.
Yeah, did you hear about his Japanese name, the nickname they gave
him? Yes! What was it? The like white lightning or something there? Or like
Demon Blade.
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Ginobili's nickname in Japan?
Yeah. Yeah, there's because in China they're giant. China's giant fans of NBA, right?
Never mind.
And so the Chinese culture has nicknames for like these NBA players who idolize them, like not just for sports, but like they see them as celebrities. So they have nicknames for all the popular NBA players. It's a very cool article. You guys should look it up. It's very cool.
But in Japan, he's Manuaru.
And then Tim Duncan's like Silent Buddha.
Yeah.
And like,
no shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And Tony Parker's a piece of shit.
No, he has a.
Because they hate
it's
the French.
To do with him, yeah, it's something to do with him French. It's like Ladybug or something. I don't know. It's something.
Yeah.
Bitch ass punk.
Manu
Ginobili. French ass bitch.
Manu Ginobili is my favorite athlete. It used to be William the Refrigerator Perry because he was available as a G.I. Joe figure.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then
his nickname was a fridge.
And I grew up. And then I was like, oh, I like David Robinson because he had a Sega Genesis game called David Robinson's Home Court Press or some shit like that. Yeah. Really cool game. It had no NBA players in it. It was just David Robinson.
Just dunking and shit.
Because, you know, he wasn't Jordan.
Just
he couldn't
practicing.
Before. Yeah, it's just him doing windmill dunks from, like, the three-point line. It was really cool. And then, but realistically, it's Manu Ginobili because I like an underdog. I like to see a bench player go out there, whoop ass. And everyone's like, oh, fuck the Spurs. Like, a national coverage. We live in San Antonio, so we're all about Spurs. But national coverage, they kind of get dogged on. But then have, like, but the Ginobili commentators get hype about Ginobili when he fucking does his thing. Exactly. So that's why he's my favorite.
My favorite, I don't know. Like, I grew up playing sports, but I was also a nerd in my family.
All right.
So I'm kind of a daywalker where, on both ends. Where, like, in high school, I had jock friends, but then I had a nerd, like, anime comic friends as well.
Right.
So I'll give both answers.
Damn, sure. Dude, at the same time.
Favorite sports player? San Antonio, growing up the Spurs, David Robinson.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Laid the foundation. He's just so tall. He's freaking ripped as hell. Shook his hand at Cornerstone Church. He's
good role model, nice too. Guy. That's great thing, role that's model. The other thing about David Robinson. He's a fucking nice guy. And you're like, that's hell right. Yeah.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Fuck the big boss man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? He ignored me at a thing.
Oh, yeah. Big boss man. Favorite anime? Berserk.
Berserk is amazing.
I don't know if you guys
Berserk
seen,
is all, Berserk,
seen or read.
Berserk is safe to search at Google, on Google.
Yeah,
It's very violent. But
it's
very
friggin'
good.
Awesome as hell.
It's really fucking good.
But a dude named Guts.
Fan art hentai.
No,
Google that.
Well,
carries
you could,
a giant sword. The Century Killer kills 100 men, but it's just actually it's still going. I don't know if the series is
the
still,
comic is still
actually
going.
The manga's still going on.
Yeah, and then they rebooted the cartoon. Well, they didn't reboot the cartoon, but they picked it up where the story goes.
Yeah, they remade it into a movie on Netflix.
It's it's cool, but it's not because it just basically condenses. Like hours and hours of stories into like three movies. So it's
if you want to get a brief kind of abridged version of it, you can watch the Netflix series.
What about Facebooks? What Facebook?
Oh crap, Facebooks! And this is what was funny. Just to let you guys know what our fan base is, all of them said, "As an anime fan, as an anime fan, as an anime fan."
That's right.
So
nerds,
all answers. Kurt Larson, as an anime fan, my favorite athlete is OJ. That FX series really sold me on that guy.
Just as an athlete, because that series really laid it in that he was a good football player.
Yeah. Just surprised he didn't use his football as the murder weapon.
Damn.
That you know of.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't drop it.
Alfred Perez says, as an anime fan.
That's a great joke.
Come on. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like
Heisman
it.
Trophy.
Yes. All right.
And they all said, as an anime fan.
I get it.
It's just, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
My favorite all-time sports hero is the Admiral David Robinson.
Fuck yeah,
goddamn
it is.
Fucking right.
He's also the only Spurs player I've ever met around town. So, see, I think that helps. He probably shook his hand someplace over.
I think he's like, nice Ninja Scroll shirt, son.
He's 7'2". He's so tall. Andrew Thomas says, as an anime fan, my favorite athlete is Cam Newton. He dresses like an anime character. And his defeats... He put a picture of him and he cut it.
He looks like a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure character. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know that show, but that's what he... Yeah, he straight up just looks like...
Yeah. What's that One Piece character? Yeah. He looks like... he dresses like an anime character and his defeats are wildly dramatic, just like anime. And he has a signature move, the dab.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's how he runs.
So Nick Lucero says, I don't follow either, so... a fan of Nobel Peace Prize winners, my favorite serial killer is Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
So I guess a Peace Prize winner.
I got his collector card.
Because he looks like my dad. If I knew who my dad was, and as an aspiring serial killer, my favorite Nobel Peace Prize winner would be Morgan Freeman in his role in Invictus, which is like my favorite movie about serial killers.
Fuck, dude.
All right.
Oh, wow. So live, Jeff.
All right, what do we got, Jeff?
I just want to throw this out there. Favorite athlete.
All right.
Okay. That's an anime fan.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy is your favorite athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's got the longest yard.
Longest career, anyway.
Now,
man. The hedgehog, yes. Paulo.
Hi. As a sports fan.
Yeah, bullshit.
Favorite athlete? I don't really sports. Fuck, shit. Butterbean, I guess.
Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Good answer.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, Butterbean.
Boxer.
Butterbean the boxer. He's like a Fist of the North Star villain. Big fat dude. Just fucking haymakers.
Speaking of basketball and like puberty wise, a good break in for your son is an anime called The Squash.
The Squash?
The Squash.
The Squash.
Try checking that one out when he gets older.
Oh, fucking A, I will.
My Hero Macadamia Nuts.
TKO.
So as an anime fan, my favorite athlete, and it's not a NASCAR person because I'm white, you fuck.
That's the way we're in your head.
So which hockey player is he?
God damn it. Favorite athlete is Avery Johnson.
Does he play cricket?
The Little General.
I actually got to go to a basketball camp for him. But because I'm white, I didn't get selected to play the game with him.
No, that's just because you're terrible at basketball.
You're bad at basketball. Yeah, come on. Larry Bird was white. He's the greatest of all time.
Racism is
I love how all the anime fans love these Spurs because they met them in person.
Yeah. It's part of why I love David Robinson.
Avery Johnson's badass, though, by the way. Yeah, I'm a Fosbury fan.
And he say he a Christian.
That's a quote.
Quote, yeah.
Cannabis.
I will say my favorite anime would be Sailor Moon.
Perfect. Sailor Moon. Yeah, Sailor Moon. Oh, yeah.
Sakura.
No, Sailor Moon. But yeah.
That's not Sakura?
Yeah. Sakura, isn't that a character from Street Fighter
2 Alpha? Yeah, she's Sailor Moon, right?
No, Chun-Li is also, but
Sakura is, yeah.
Sakura is she was like a schoolgirl.
She's Ryu's biggest
fan. That's probably why you think it's Sailor Moon.
Right. Because it's a school outfit. It is not Sakura, anyways. Yeah. She does have shitty Dukins,
by the
way.
Does she have shitty Dukins?
Yeah, Sakura has shitty Dukins.
Sakura has shitty Dukins? Like Dan Dukins?
No, she's got better Dukins than Dan.
Yeah, Dan's got the worst Dukins.
Dan's got the wrong.
Guess what I'm a fan of?
Sports. said he grew up around black people.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of like the Daywalker thing too.
Oh, okay,
leaning more towards anime. And as such, my favorite three athletes as a kid were the ones on the Sports All Stars, were Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, and Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, yeah, hell yeah.
But really, actually, if we consider animals athletes,
fuck.
Bodacious the bull. That was a fucking... That bull knew what the fuck was going on.
What is that?
Like, bull riders, they're assholes, so they deserve to die. And Bodacious knew that.
Like a PBR.
Yeah, like a rodeo bull.
For all the vegans.
There's this one clip
out there.
There's this clip of a guy getting on the bull, and he's like in the little pen, and they have to have like the pen like super tight so the bull doesn't move around. This guy like spurs the bull just slightly, and it looks up at him, like it looks him in the eye, and then just starts ramming the side of the pen, which is actually what they based the Jurassic World 2 thing.
Really?
With the T-Rex fighting Chris Pratt. That's like a nod to that, where the bull fucking shattered the guy's legs and like turned them into powder by like smashing them to the side. No, like pulverized the bones. Like Anaconda when it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he John voided them.
He John voided the guy's legs. Yeah.
I get it, dude.
So the key thing is to take that clip and put anime sound effects on it.
Right.
Of that.
Bodacious? And then while he's stuck, the guy's just going. Future Trunks, shut the fuck up, Future Trunks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Warm it up.
So as a sports fan, I would say that my favorite anime is Akame ga Kill. And
okay, yeah.
Who, what?
It's about assassins that kill for the greater good.
Oh. What's it called?
Akame ga Kill.
Akame ga Kill?
Akame.
Yeah.
Ah, Akame ga Kill.
All right. Fuck yeah. I'll Google it later. It sounds cool.
Yeah. Akari. Safe search for Google.
Nice.
Akari yes. God Kill.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Good answer.
Yeah, I'll post that on our thing so I know what to Google.
Akami God Kill.
So, I think we're all saying the wrong
so
thing.
So no Legend of the Overfiend fans. This is kind of. It's called Legend of Overfiend.
All right. So you know what, guys? On this edition of Dad's Corner, if your kid's into anime, show him some sports, man. And if he's into sports,
show him. What's it called?
Don't show them Legend of the Overfiend. Show them Dragon Ball, and then they can. And then when they're prepubescent teens, you can show them Ranma 1/2, which is about a man, a teenage boy who turns into a girl when splashed with cold water.
Robotech, then Cowboy Bebop,
then Cowboy Bebop.
Bebop for sure.
Yeah,
and then
Urotsuki Doji, Legend of Overfiend.
Boom.
Yeah,
and then Totoro,
and then go full circle and go all the Hayao Miyazaki movies, and you get Totoro.
Exactly.
Spirited away.
Do Gundam, because Gundam is like that's for like nerdy kids who like the UN Gundam? And for kids who love wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a perfect mix. Bro.
No, but the real key advice is to get your kids if they're into sports, you show them sports anime. There is a plethora of sports anime out there. Of any, pick a sport. There's an anime about it. That's kind of like where the whole like Shaolin Soccer thing. The Shaolin Soccer is like a live action anime. Like it really is. It's pretty good.
So
it's a good movie.
If you guys have kids, show them anime because American cartoons are made in Asia anyway. And if you show them fucked up shit, well, they're gonna see it anyway.
Blame Jess
because parenting. Fuck it. They're gonna end up dead.
What? God damn it.
Jeez.
What?
We all are.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody died. Thank you, Larry, for that beautiful segue into segment.
That's a sequel to Everybody Poops.
My segment, which is called Hey, That's Not Funny, where I talk about stuff that is definitely not funny. And today we're talking about something that I love, ants.
Your parents' sister?
Nope. A-N-T-S. The insects.
The bugs are the fictional race of creatures that are like trees.
Those are
from
ants.
Lord of the Rings.
I'm talking ants, baby.
Okay.
This is coming from a scientific journal from Seckenberg Research Institute, Natural History Museum.
Obviously.
Their article says that certain ants attack and enslave other species.
No!
That's right. These are ants that attack and enslave other species and integrate their offspring into their own colonies in order to survive.
Are they white ants? Putting raisins and potatoes.
No, they're called the genus Terminothrax. It's pretty awesome. Exactly, right? Right.
That's also a good anime.
Researchers,
and a metal band.
Researchers have recently discovered that these ant raids required to achieve this are controlled by different genes in several closely related ant species. And they found that the evolution indicates that the evolution of closely related species through changes in the genetic material is a random process. Moreover, the researchers were able to identify two specific attack genes. Enslave maker ants. Freaking slave maker ants.
And what are they called? Anthrax?
Terminothrax.
Terminothrax.
Yeah, so freaking unbelievable, dude.
He was a character in Sailor Moon.
No, they were my favorite opening band for me.
Ants that are freaking
awesome.
Controlling and enslaving other ants to do their bidding. It's unbelievable. It's freaking science, man. It's freaking crazy. Absolutely nuts.
It is kind of gangster, Jeff. Yeah, it is kind of.
Which brings me to my subject, which is, what are you a slave to? You know, what are you a slave to? Whether it's Britney Spears, ants are BS,
like dominatrix,
BDSM, kind of
little light BDSM.
I like BSDM.
Nah, little B&E to my butthole.
Yeah, little KMFDM.
B&E means breaking and entering.
An so MIB to your
in
butthole.
Into my butthole. That's what I.
MBI,
a
MIB.
A little B&E.
A little B&E.
Hold on. Jeff's going to say something stupid.
I'm a slave to the Public Access podcast.
Oh, it wasn't stupid.
See, Larry,
he
man,
is
come
sweetheart.
On.
No, you set him up for that, and he says something nice.
He's the best.
Like, he is the best, man.
So I'll start it off. What am I a slave to?
Classy bitch.
I am a slave to my own hunger. Absolutely. Like, it's just. It's, yeah. What do you think?
All right.
Like, seriously, it's horrible. It is a horrible, horrible thing.
Someone needs a Snickers.
No, I don't like Snickers. It's too sweet. But if you put a giant.
What? Why?
Because the whole, like, ad about, like.
Yeah, I got
if you're getting angry.
Right. Yeah.
They turn into famous people.
Yeah.
But if you put a tray of cooked meat or any sort of cooked dead animal in front of me, I will eat all of it.
Yes.
And I won't be able to control myself to eat all of it. I'm pretty sure I have binge eating disorder. Not sure. I've never been actually like
diagnosed. How do you stop at a Brazilian steakhouse? What's your game plan?
When I'm in pain.
Okay, eat a pain. Pain's the
– pain is – like seriously, that's what's bad, guys, is I will – if there's food around, I will continue eating until
To our
because if you go to a Brazilian steakhouse, you'll never find a hair in your food.
Hey,
thank you. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. No, that's the worst. That's of all the non mic drops. That was the worst.
I like it.
I thought it was because of the nares.
For me, like if I'm at a Chinese
shaft.
If I'm at a Chinese buffet
of meat,
or a Cece's Pizza, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
The only way I know that I'm supposed to leave is if I've seen like three different tables get up and leave. Like if that same table has had three different people come and go, then I'm like, oh, it's probably time for me.
In your defense, you go for the Wi-Fi.
Like I said, I've watched. Here's the thing. I've watched an entire Lord of the Rings movie at Cece's Pizza on TNT. It had commercial breaks.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings and TNT, they never fucking leave the Elf Kingdom. They never leave! They're always there at the Elf Kingdom every time I turn on TNT! Because
much like people...
Yeah, I'm a goddamn adventure, TNT!
Much like...
own the TV.
Yeah, and I'm still watching. Well, I know how this ends.
Yeah.
I'm still watching it.
Five whole.
It's terrible. It's bad. But
Alfredo Fettuccine Pizza later.
Yeah, I've stayed because I'll go to a Cece's by myself. I have zero shame. Like I'll go to a buffet by myself.
Can we do a time lapse of you and just watch
the sun go down behind?
Yeah, and watch shift change.
Yes, absolutely. I'm waiting for that mac and cheese pizza.
Dub over the Inception music over it.
But, like, I'm not a bad customer. I'll go up and order it because that's just pushy.
That's dick.
No, I'll wait.
I'll have pepperoni and jalapeno.
And I know the cycle. I know it goes, okay, meat, and then pepperoni, spinach, flatbread.
You know the pattern of the Cece's.
It depends on the Cece's, too. If you're going to the one in San Pedro.
You can ask them to make whatever you want.
Of course you can.
That's a dick move if he's going to fucking camp out.
Unless I'm going there for like a lunch break and only have an hour to eat there.
Then you'll get the spinach Alfredo.
Then I'll go ahead and just throw my order in.
Another reason you don't ask them to do that because you're making them the enablers. You put the blame on yourself. That's very selfless of you to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like instead of gambling and counting cards, you just go there and count pizzas. It's like you just know the whole.
Oh yeah, I know the system.
No, like, and old school
guy,
video
the pizza
game.
Guy waves his hand like no, like
no. He's like, what's the Donkey Kong guy? The Donkey guy. He's Billy Mitchell of Cece's. That he just knows the fucking pattern of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the prince of pizza.
You
will
not. He's not Billy Mitchell. I wait for the guy to come out of the I'll wait in the parking lot for a guy to come out and go, can I have your receipt because it has like a $4.99 discount on it,
yeah.
And then I'll just be like, go back in with the other person.
But do you wait
receipt.
For the shift to change and be like, oh, hey guys, I just got here?
No,
No.
They know me.
Now, do you do this? Do you try to? Have you ever tried to go into a CC's and you see like a little league team and you try to run in before them?
No, actually, if you see that, it's good to go because when they see that coming, they start churning the pizzas out faster.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you get in before the kids do.
Oh yeah.
And then you get all the eclectic shit they ask for, all like the taco pizzas and shit.
Then they go to the game room. Kids don't know how to eat.
Yeah, and then you eat their scraps.
Anyway,
Tony Stark. Yeah.
So I'm a slave to my own hunger. That's what I'm a slave to.
Made this.
You guys.
He made this baseball team out of a box of scraps.
I am a slave to pussy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a
pussy slave. Rated R. Also, a good anime you want to look at.
Yeah, watch pussy. No. That's what they call Tony Parker in China. Pussy slave.
Pussy slave was
a don't.
Pussy
Larry,
slave was a
Larry. Late. Don't lie. Don't lie, bro. Every man is a slave to pussy.
Where did you get your accent? The drunker you get, hold on, man.
Look. Everybody be quiet for just a minute.
Everybody, babies are people.
Yeah. I mean, every man loves a woman.
Yeah.
Or loves whoever he loves. Or every woman loves what they love. But they'll do it.
Amen, brother.
Okay, sure, next sure. podcast
right,
hour
I'm gonna
and
shut
a half.
Up now. I love y'all.
Yay!
Hey.
Next podcast, Drunk Andy and Jeff just have a conversation.
They can leave the podcast.
Yeah,
they come up with their own topics.
They're both talking parallel thoughts. Oh, shit.
Let's make that happen.
I am a slave to comedy. I know it sounds like a bullshit answer, but it drives me. It keeps me away from important things. I'm taking the answer real serious. It kind of leads my life, and wherever comedy tells me to go, I go. I hardly ever tell it no, and if I tell comedy no, I get whipped. So I am a slave to comedy. And you're welcome. Yes.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah.
I know you are.
I go back up to the mic.
Your accent's gone. You're sobering up.
He's turning to Kylo Ren.
It's gonna happen. There's gonna be a dark night in this fucking place.
Do it. Tell us who your parents were. Tell who your parents. Nobody.
Do you have any clues or anything?
as mentioned before, maybe you knew this or not, but I play video games, and I'm not so much a slave to just video games. I'm a slave to specific type of games where there's a score involved. Scoring is an outdated gaming thing that people don't care about. Like, a lot of the biggest games are like really huge. They have a big story and they're just like shooting and it's very competitive. I like games where there's a leaderboard and there's a score, like Donkey Kong and shit. And proof's in the pudding in the sense that there's a new God of War game out right now and it's like the best-selling game right now and everyone's digging in. It's really cool and it's about this fucking like God of Wars who's teaching his son how to hunt deer, and it's fucking cool. It's got the cinematic thing. And
what's his name?
Kratos. Kratos. He sounds like this. Brr. I have that God of War game, and it's really good. But 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm playing Dig Dug like an asshole on my Switch because Dig Dug's like this 1982 game where you inflate monsters like balloons, and it is this.
That's an also
game.
Type of anime.
Yeah.
And it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I should be playing God of War or sleeping, but instead I am a slave to games where it's like score, because I want to be as high as possible on the score.
Yeah. So when you're playing your games, you're feeling yourself.
Yes. Oh, yeah. When I get a high score,
yeah,
I'm feeling myself.
I got you.
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm feeling myself. And I put a picture of this tentacle.
The high score.
Tentacle monster and from a video game.
And then your initials are FUK.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook answers real quick.
Form a line, Facebook. Thank you.
First answer, Richard Morgan says he's a slave to the rhythm. Duh.
Of the night?
No. Nick Lucero says, I'm a slave to the constant desire of isolation due to the darkened, confusing zeitgeist of pasts and futures in which I have been pierced into. And to those titties. It's his words. Athena Wood says, right now, she's a slave to Mistress Keto. That's probably like her
like a real
dominatrix.
I think straight up real dominatrix. Yeah, or a cat.
Albert Press says he's a slave to poverty due to student loan debt, and it sucks.
Get a job.
Andrew Thomas says he's a slave to buying video games he'll never play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel you.
But it's on sale. So I must. Is that a thing? You buy games you still haven't played?
Oh, yeah. It's called the term in gaming world is backlog. You have a set of games that you haven't played yet. It's called your backlog. I haven't played God of War. I bought it a month ago. It's part of my backlog, but I'm playing TikTok.
You posted a bunch of pictures of it.
No, he has played it.
Okay.
Is there still a game in your backlog right now?
No, I'm hitting them pretty good.
Right.
Floor Kids, God of War, TikTok, and Rolling Thunder 2, and then fucking Pussy Slave in between all that.
George Anthony says he's a slave to white women with stinky feet. He goes, I know it's wrong, but I can't help it. It's like the black sheep of Kalima. I can ruin my life over, and I can't explain why something about the trashiness of it all gets me going. It's not like cartoonish stinky feet, but definitely an odor.
White women with stinky feet.
Damn, man. That's real.
That is so real. Carrie Reyes says she's a slave to Post Malone. Sorry, not sorry about it.
Yeah, Post-Toasties Malone.
Post Malone.
Benjamin Elizondo
Post-Toasties.
Says all types of crunk crap.
Deep.
Get funk with the crunk.
All right.
Well, he could say it on the mic.
Yeah. I kind of feel you.
And John Flores says he's a slave to student loan debt.
Damn.
Double student loan debt.
dead.
And David S., what are you a slave to?
Coffee and donuts.
Coffee! Yeah. Coffee and donuts.
Straight up.
They, when they started opening more Dunkin' Donuts in town, they opened one about, like, what was at the time for me walking distance from my house, about 3 miles. After about a year, it was no longer walking distance for me.
Because of all the coffee and donuts.
But they opened one about 1.5 miles from my house. So I could ride there on a bike, and I had it's the loneliest bike rack ever, is the bike rack in front of Dunkin' Donuts. But like they have a deal right now where you get
I love
hold
it.
On.
I like where you're going.
Hold
Just go.
On. Like, okay, so they have like a rewards app where load the money onto the app and you pay with that, and like every 200 points, which is like $40, you get a free drink. And
worth
so like
it.
You get like the $9 drink for free with that.
But, there's a $9 drink in Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, you just like add flavors and stuff, and
it's like a big jug.
Starts at like $5.
They have the Girl Scouts Thin Mint cookie latte thing, and you can fuck it up at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, normally like a medium iced coffee in one donut would be like almost $4. It's like $2.89 plus 98 cents for the donut right now. Large iced coffee. 2 donuts, $3.96 after tax.
Oh, make your beetus flare up.
So it's the combination.
Make the beetus flare up.
It's a combination of coffee and donuts, right? You're not like
coffee. Coffee definitely. Like, I still brew coffee at home, and then I'm like, oh, I got to get the points at Dunkin'.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I got to do it.
Okay, good answer. Problem, so,
like, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. You got a problem.
Morning, cafe au lait, the H-E-B au lait, not...
Yeah,
and then afternoon hit the Dunkin'.
Nice, wow.
He's down with OPC.
Wow,
yeah.
Other people's coffee. No, I understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. TKO. So. I think they're gonna fight. Fight or fuck. All right,
Travis K, what you got?
So real as fuck.
I'm real as fuck.
I'm a slave to my anxiety.
Oh, good
dude.
Answer.
Because my anxiety drives me to try and be a better worker so I can provide for my family. And when it kicks up to a high point, then I would be sitting right next to Regan at a CC's and Rain Manning the shit out of that algorithm there.
Don't sit next to me, because that's I got plates that I just – it goes like plate of cheese bread and then the soup.
I'll sit Regan
marinara
adjacent.
Sauce with a
– Regan adjacent.
Do you mac and cheese pizza?
I thought you said, do you mac and cheese pizza? I was like, what's the most ghetto shit
mech
ever?
Mac and cheese pizza. What the fuck, dude?
Anyway, I'm pretty sure that'd get me thrown out and rusted.
That's why I thought. I just heard it real quick. Do you mac and cheese pizza? And I was
do
like,
you do the mac and cheese pizza?
I eat anything that gets put in front of me, basically.
All right.
All right, man.
You're not
I'll
eating the mac and cheese
you to
pizza.
A nice
what
lady.
Yeah, what are you doing if you're at CC's? You don't eat the mac and cheese pizza.
Jeff, what do you got?
First off, I'd like to point out, I don't know if anybody knows, but gosh, man. Reagan, man, sitting in the chair backwards like the cool cop.
Damn straight, I'm the cool teacher.
Yeah. Well, what I'm
cool
a slave to,
teacher!
The number one thing I'm a slave to in my personal life is the Blind Tiger Comedy Club.
That's right.
Damn right.
I look forward to every week.
Jeff is our unofficial mascot for the Blind Tiger Comedy Club, by the way.
I can rinse 1 week's worth of stress away in just one visit of the Blind Tiger
Comedy Club. And who's your favorite comic?
Every single
bullshit.
The entire
I'm standing
thing.
Right here.
No, he's
well,
right. He loves them all.
I gotta say, I'm
he
a does. Huge.
He
fan
says
of
bravo.
How do you do this? Comedio Go Go, the movie. You're a filmmaker. The comedy defensive driving thing. How do you
do
manage
that.
To do all of this?
I don't manage and to do it because I don't teach defensive driving.
You've had your hands in so many things.
He's
so
right.
Yeah.
You've got your fingers in a lot of pies.
How did you not get a disease? Jesus,
I
man. You're
got,
such
I just
a busy
got you
cat.
Out of a ticket because I knew that.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
We love everything you do, and we appreciate the entire cast. Thank you so much for all that you do, Rob.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, that's very
appreciative.
Nice,
oneofus.net.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, 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 right. You're the Winnie Pooh of comedy. You got your hands in all kinds of pots.
So, yeah. So, yep.
ants that enslave other ants. That's not funny.
Yeah.
All right. So that concludes this edition of Comedia Go-Go's Public Access Podcast. And like we do every podcast, we want to remind our audience and our listeners that this is an educational show. So we want to ask our guests and ourselves, what did we come to know tonight? What made us come to learn something about ourselves, about life in general? So we'll start with you, Jess, and everyone who learned something, please go to the microphone and let us know what you learned. There's no Facebook answers because obviously they haven't heard it yet. So tell us what you came to know. Jess, what did you come to know?
I am a collector of games. I collect video games, and there's one game that I now know that's missing from my collection. It's from the late 90s. It's called Pussy Slave. And the reason why I think that, because you said that, and I automatically thought about those old, like those 90s games where they're in the arcade, and it, like they always said the voice, like, Tekken, or Mortal Kombat, Pussy Slave,
Super Mario Brother.
Yeah. So I need to add that to my collection by Namco, safe for Google search. It was based off an anime. I'm going to find that.
Killer Instinct.
What I came to know is that there is an animated videotape called This Is My Friend Martin.
My Friend Martin.
That is not about Martin Lawrence, but yet stars all of his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And now I do.
You learn about history and you learn about magic.
I have come to know two things. One, what a marble in battle is, a MIB. That's a thing.
Rebel MIB.
Rebel MIB.
Yeah, it's also an eye.
And
the eye, the eye!
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. And two, that there's an anime I need to watch called something Killer, God Killer? Or
what's it called?
Akame God Killer.
Akame
God Killer. Seriously, nobody said it right at all.
Utsuki Doji, The Legend of Overfiend. No.
So there's Legend of Overfiend.
Yeah,
that I did not know either.
Yeah.
TKO, what did you come to know?
I learned that if we get Andy and Jeff on a podcast, we'll either go crazy or come out so enlightened that we know the meaning of life.
Very well possible.
Very good answer, my friend.
Absolutely possible.
Cannabis, what did you learn? Thank you. Cannabis. And did you have fun in your first time?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. You so hopefully much. You come every month.
I learned that nobody will ever get my name right in life.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Cannabis.
Yeah. Sure.
It's
why
Candace?
Not? No.
It's Cameron.
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 Like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cameron. Word up. Watch the word.
Cannabis Diaz.
So what did you come to know today?
I came to know that ants slave other ants. That's
oh, man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And they're not. They also can implant fungus. Oh, no. There's
Amungus?
There's a fungus that goes into ants' brains.
And it makes them go crazy.
Yeah, it makes them climb up to the highest point and it explodes. And
it's
then
called rage.
Animals are amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
We can talk all about it. I love ants. Insects.
He's an animal.
Thank you for
joining
us. Please
I want to
return.
Be an entomologist.
John Flores, what'd you come to know?
Okay, first, correction on my answer to the first topic. So it's not my friend Martin. It's our friend Martin. Is the name of the movie.
Now we know what you're talking.
Yeah, exactly.
He said
if
that
you would have said
sorry.
That,
I totally saw
the
that.
One with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, all the voices.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Land Before Burton, Time, American Tale.
Got it.
You know, Little Mermaid, Our Friend Martin. I watched all those.
I just wanted to make sure because, you know, not to confuse My Friend Martin with My Favorite Martian.
Right. That's where my brain was going.
Which came out the same year. As
as Our Friend Martin.
Exactly, yes.
Wow.
Christopher Lloyd.
Not to be confused with R.R. Martin, right? Is that a dude?
Wait,
hey,
Back
dude.
To the Future?
Back to the Future,
or,
guy.
Or
hey,
Modern
hey.
Family, dude.
Fucking Doc Brown, dude.
Goddamn, dude.
Shit, dude.
So, what I came to was when Jess taught me that Kylo Ren sounds exactly like Buffalo Bill.
Yep.
Yeah,
he sure does.
He
so.
Kind of does.
Right. Yeah.
Was she a great big fat person?
I was in Girls.
Han Solo. Is my dad.
Brr.
Ben.
Howdy. I learned the name of the first tentacle hentai, but then I forgot it, and I think you just said it again, though. The Legend of
Doji, The Legend of the Overfiend.
Thank you very much. I'm going to write that one down.
Yes. Legend of the Overfiend. Hydra
putting
it
in his phone right now.
No, it's a hard R. It's actually rated X. It's pretty graphic and pretty awesome.
And, sir, what's your name?
I'm Nipusaro, first-time caller, long-time listener.
That's man! Thank you!
Finally!
That's finally!
Yeah. They got Cobra Commander sex toys.
That's fucking yeah, awesome. Dude.
I'm telling you.
And Decepticons.
And Decepticons. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucking awesome. Where do you buy that? Where do you get that, Andy?
Oh, there we go. Oh,
God. He is adhering to your rule, Larry.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Okay, so this thing can only be found somewhere that's illegal or dangerous.
That's the hint.
Okay.
That's the hint.
And the way that you find it is you look up a thing that's... And no, I can't speak Spanish. I'm as white as can be.
Shit.
So here, I'm going to say this thing.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Called...
Hold on.
Esferas Perdidas.
That's right, yes, man.
Yeah, it's Esferas Perdidas.
And that translates
it's Lost Spheres. It's Lost Spheres.
Yeah, I get you, man.
Spheres, Lost Spheres.
Yeah, it's Lost Spheres.
Yeah, as but, in the Lost Marbles. Yeah.
But yeah, it's Lost Marbles. It's those who lose their marbles.
Happy birthday.
On Facebook.
Yes, it's on Facebook.
I love you, Andy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love y'all too.
So, guys, we only have a few minutes left before the midnight show. We're going to get through this quick. What do we have going on, Jess?
Well, as you may or may not know, we are here every third Friday of the month. Public access. You can listen to existing episodes, old school episodes, at our website, comediaagogo.com. I have a card I can give to you if you've never heard of us, and all of our information on it. Our new episodes are on oneofus.net, and we will soon be migrating our new episodes to our website, comediaagogo.com, which will go through an overhaul over the months. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter, hashtag public access. Be a part of our public access Happy Campers Facebook page. So even when we're not doing this live, you can answer our questions just like demonstrated in the show. So once again, comediaagogo, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for being our friend.
So guys, thank you all for joining. Did y'all have a good time? Right, so we're going to take a selfie before we leave. Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Comedia Go Good Podcast Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
This is Jessidu.
And we'll tentacle fuck you later.
Jeez.
Wow, okay. Here comes